At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Scripture-based prayer against graveyard spirit. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the mighty and victorious name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, Deliverer, and the Resurrection and the Life, John 11:25. I declare that I am a child of God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and no spirit of death, oppression, or bondage has power over me. Your word declares in Psalm 118:17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I stand on this promise. I rebuke every graveyard spirit, spirit of death, premature death, and stagnation, trying to operate in my life. By the authority of Luke 10:19, I have been given power to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. I cancel every demonic covenant tied to the grave, every ancestral spirit, altar of the dead, and spiritual trap set against me. Be destroyed by the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Colossians 2:14-15, that Jesus blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, and disarmed principalities and powers. Therefore, every legal right the graveyard spirit claims over my life is revoked by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to uproot every spiritual burial, coffin, or mark of death assigned to my name. Where the enemy has tried to bury my destiny, my health, my relationships, or my calling, let resurrection life come forth now. As you said to Lazarus in John 11:43, Lazarus, come forth. I command every buried part of my life to arise and live again. I cover myself, my family, and all that concerns me with the blood of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit fill every empty place and break every chain of oppression. I claim full deliverance, full freedom, and abundant life, John 10:10. I am hidden in Christ and seated with him in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. In the name of Jesus, I declare, no more bondage, no more delay, no more death. I walk in victory, light, and divine purpose. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer and delivering me. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.